From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 600 African migrants at sea for 9 days after Italy and Malta refused permission to allow their vessel to dock arrived at the Spanish port city of Valencia Sunday. Carlene Clager is with the French charity Doctors Without Borders.
To refuse to allow 630 desperate people to disembark in a port of safety, it cannot be stated as a victory. It's shameful.
The migrants aboard the Aquarius, along with two Italian warships, were picked up off the Libyan coast. After Italy and Malta refused entry, Spain's new socialist government agreed to take them in for 45 days. Dr. David Bevers-Luis said some were in desperate condition.
We had several patients come on board with near drowning. During the rescue, over 40 people fell into the water, and quite a few of these people sustained near drowning events in which they aspirated seawater and came out of the water not breathing. Fortunately, our team was able to resuscitate these people. In particular, I'm thinking of a young Nigerian man who, when he came to us on board the deck of the Aquarius, was altered, unconscious, and not breathing.
The illegal migration issue has become a divisive issue across Europe. German and French leaders are expected to discuss the matter Tuesday ahead of a broader European Union summit later this month. In Nigeria, at least 20 were killed, dozens wounded in multiple suicide attacks in the northeast town of Demboa. The attacks occurred late Saturday as people celebrated the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Security officials said the attackers used rocket-propelled grenades and explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected of having carried out the attack. This is VOA News.